You follow? But it got perverted and it became that Ishtar is the mother, the wife, and the sister of Tammuz. She also became the daughter of Anu. But all the women were called the daughters of Anu. And in Eastern culture, your brother is your husband, because he is also an Ikhwan. If you say you're Muslim, for instance, you say, Ana Ikhwani Muslimin. I'm of the Islamic Brotherhood, which would include my wife. Now, she could be Ikhwati Muslimat. So, your brother is your brother, and your husband is also your brother, and your wife, who is your wife, is also your sister in the faith or belief. So Tammuz was the, well, because the moment he became a man in that culture, he was no longer just her son, her child. He became her brother in their faith or belief. So they went out purposely, meaning when they set out to confuse the tablets by the new translation, they wanted to confuse the people. It didn't get into Egypt into a way after. We'll get into that, right? The tie-in, let me tie it in though, with Isis Aset, her name is that when Set cut up Osiris into 14 pieces, one day I'll break the science down on that, and put his body afloat except his head, right? That Isis sought him by ship. She went to a place called Babylus, the way they write it. Babylus, of course, is another way of saying Babylon. There's two ways of identifying Babylon. I told you all a couple of weeks ago. One is Bab Ilyun, and one is Bab El. Bab El is that way, upward. Bab Ilyun is the gateway to Agrata or Shambhala, the city in the inner part of the world. In the ancient writings, they speak of Isis getting a ship to seek out Osiris, who Set had built a coffin and put him into, and tricked him at a festival to get into his position of power. They're talking Enki and Enlil here. And she sought to get into the center of the world, into Bab Ilyun. You follow that? Where she came in contact with a man called Melchizedek. And that's right in the Egyptian writings. You can read it in a book. It's called Abu Simbel and Giza by Dr. Ben Yochanan. So she sought after her husband Osiris, who was a god, and she was a goddess, to find his body, only to end up in the presence of a man in Babylus and his queen called Melchir, which comes out to be Mel, what? Chesedek, or in the Babylonian, Merodach. You follow that? The Egyptians had him logged. When she got there, she had to disguise herself. Understand me? In order for people not to know who she was, she went out amongst the servants of the queen or the wife of Melchir, and she braided her hair so well that when her servants passed, the queen noticed. And in telling you that they braided their hair so well, they also told you what texture hair they had, whether you know it or not. And that was talking about, in their writings, the Babylonians. They're saying they went into Babylon. Braided hair, so what she noticed by the how well the hair was done, that was not done by the commoners. So she sent for Isis. And then Isis told her the story of how the brother Seth was jealous of his brother Osiris and wanted his position because he was the Almighty.